We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That was together. Start to have some different things go astray. Did you not see a team that was unified that start to be that the moral fabric start to come apart? Did you see at the end of the day how everything's began around them, all the other circumstances around them, even though they won, even though they were still a good team,
right?
You start to have things start to unravel because the heart and the attention starts to get inside of those individuals, and it causes things to go astray. Kevin Durant was a great player.
Yeah.
Trent, absolutely, unbelievable player. But was it worth it?
With all due respect,
and that's what I'm trying to make a point. That's all I'm trying to say. I get it.
They won two championships, and you conveniently kind of buried that in the middle.
And I understand. No, I understand they won championship, and I get that part.
Two championships.
They won two, and probably could have won three. And if he wanted to stay here, probably could have won even more. I'm just saying, sometimes by compromising who you are,
right?
That's all I'm saying. Sometimes it can cause problems.
And I think it is worth it, if I may answer your question. Was it worth it? Absolutely, it's worth it.
Okay.
4 points on this when it comes to Ramsey. Point number one, do we know what we have in Nickello Witherspoon? Witherspoon's just starting year three. First two games have gone pretty well. Again, it's Tampa and Cincinnati, but he was marked up with Mike Evans for the better part of that game. The counter to that is that Evans was battling the flu. It was really hot. It was week one. Winston didn't play very well. So what do we have in Nickello Witherspoon? Is Akello Witherspoon going to be a guy that can start at corner and do a good to above average job for the next 5, maybe 8, maybe 10 years? That changes the variable for me when it comes to Jalen Ramsey. What do we have in Akello Witherspoon? Question number one. Question number two, Jalen Ramsey is going to cost a lot of money and capital. If it was a first round pick from Pittsburgh that got Minkah Fitzpatrick to come over from the Dolphins, what is Ramsey going to cost? Right? They're going to want more than a first. You're going to have to throw some other draft capital in there. Then you're going to have to throw out a contract that's probably, what, $18 million or so a year? Not saying he's not worth it. But we do realize Buckner's coming up for a contract real soon, right? We also realize that Arik Armstead is in the final year of his 5-year rookie deal. He's playing pretty well.
Yeah.
Are you going to want him back in the mix?
Kittle.
That's two guys right there. Eventually down the road, you're going to have to deal with George Kittle. That's going to be expensive. Keep in mind, you did a really nice job from a salary standpoint with the Garoppolo deal. But if you want to trade the draft capital for Ramsey and bring him in, it's going to cost you a lot of picks. It's going to cost you a ton of money. And then you're not going to be able to keep both Armstead and Buckner, right? And then what are you going to do about Kittle? Keep those things in mind. Number three with this. You are still building. I know we're excited about the 2-0 start. You should be excited about the 2-0 start. But I don't view you as a team that is kind of like, and I always go back to this, but like the Philadelphia Eagles, right? 3 years in a row, NFC Championship, couldn't get over the hump. They bring in T.O., they go to the Super Bowl. You're not that. You're not that. You're not there yet. You are doing a nice job of building, but you still got to bring in the wiring. You still got to paint. You still got to install the fixtures, right? The foundation looks like it's there, and the woodwork's going up. But there's still more work to be done, and that can be done more effectively through smart, prudent free agent signings as well as the draft. The draft is so valuable in terms of that capital. Those guys are on cost-controlled contracts. They're young. They're healthy. Yes, you can swing and miss, but when you hit, it is extremely valuable. You're still building. I'm not sure you want to make the full push on Ramsey. And the final point here, if you are willing to push, don't we want a left tackle instead? Remember, you're dealing with the Joe Staley situation. Yeah. You have a very real-world problem at left tackle. Justin School, 6th-round pick out of Vanderbilt, a rookie, is about to step in to cover the franchise quarterback's backside. You got two games coming up at some point against the Jadeveon Clowney and the Seattle Seahawks. You're going to be dealing with guys like Aaron Donald. You have some legitimate pass rushers.
Miles Garrett
is coming up in two games when you take on the Browns on Monday night. He was wrecking shop last night.
He destroyed
them. By shop, you mean Trevor Siemian.
Yes, and his ankle specifically.
Yes.
Like, again, if you want to give up big capital and big money, would you rather have Trent Williams come in? Because you make a great point, Dibs. If Ramsey comes in, it's not only to help now, but it could also be the replacement to Sherman. But if you bring in Trent Williams or a left tackle who might be out there, That's also the replacement to Joe Staley. That is a more pressing need right now. A great pass rush can cover up a susceptible back end. But if Garoppolo goes down, it's over. I know we've talked about the whole Mullins thing. You don't want to find yourself in another situation without the starting quarterback. Get the quarterback, protect the quarterback, rush the quarterback.
Yeah.
Corner is very important. Very important. But this is a really, really costly acquisition. And that's assuming he comes in and he fits with everybody. I won't even talk about the idea that he might be a guy you don't get along with. It's just really expensive. It's going to leverage part of the future.
I'm with you with the tackle. I think you need him far more. Last night you got to see a Jets team that you talk about the quarterback. You talk about how important that is. He couldn't even throw the ball. He had no time. I mean, the guy was getting the ball dibs and just getting just crushed, getting killed. They got flush out of pocket every time he tried to step up anywhere. When you're a quarterback, if that's the guy, if that is the face of your franchise, and if that's the guy, you better protect him, because last night you got to see a prime example of that.
Man, I love football season. I love it. We were doing this all day yesterday. I'm going to the phones in just a second. If you're on hold as members of the Billions, we are coming to you. Do you want to see the Niners pursue Jalen Ramsey, 888-957-9570? But we've got breaking news.
95.7 The Game breaking news. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you are Philip Rivers, watch out. Because Ben Roethlisberger was lost for the season yesterday. And now, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, Daniel Jones has been named the starting quarterback of the New York Football Giants. So the guys from that draft class, Ben Roethlisberger out with an injury, Eli Manning benched. Philip, be careful. Bad news comes in threes. Be careful.
Man, you twisted me up on that one. I was thinking that
it was intentional.
You were going to go flip mode here and give us some LA Chargers news. But that is big news. Daniel Jones in, Eli Manning out. And to me, Lo, this means there's no going back. You make the switch, you got to ride with Jones now throughout, barring injury.
You never know. It's the Giants. Eli could start the second half this week. You know, you pull Eli out if you're if you're Ben McAdoo and you cost him the consecutive game streak, realize it's a huge mistake and then immediately put him back in. Oh, by the way, you can't restart the game streak from where it left off. You have to start all over again, just like Cal Ripken.
Yeah. I think you do it the way they did. And that's why Miami's taking their time. You give it to the veteran guy because he's a veteran. You let Miami, you ride with that guy. And then when it's time, when you decide to go with the young guy.
They look like they might be going to Rosen this weekend. They're already looking around like this is a mess. They got to figure out what they have in him.
Yeah.
They got all the draft picks next year. From my latest calculation, Miami will have every single draft pick next year. So you got to figure out how many quarterbacks you want to bring in.
Yeah,
is it Tua then Herbert? Herbert then Tua? Which direction do you go?
I let Fitzy get beat up. If your team's that bad, you got rid of
Tua. You're not paying him to take you to the playoffs.
Thank you.
You're paying him to take you to November where the kid can step in. But if Josh Rosen's not ready by season two.
It ain't even about that, though. It's about saying, hey, if Josh Rosen's my guy, why do I jeopardize this guy? I got three first-round picks.
Well, you got to see what you have in Rosen, because you're going to have all these first-round picks. Are you going to pass on Tua and on Herbert and on every other quarterback out there because you think Josh Rosen's the guy? You got to see what you got.
You tank for two straight years and wait for Trevor. You tank for Trevor. You'd have to tank two straight years for Trevor.
Well, I mean, they've been tanking since the Marino years, except they just didn't get high picks. That's the difference. The Dolphins were tanking, but they didn't get the high picks.
Jets and Dolphins twice this year. I cannot wait. Lock in on those games. Because we talked about the Monday night game.
Puke is what I say to that.
256 games on the NFL schedule. Those Jets-Dolphins matchups might be the two worst of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Brutal. All right, 888-957-9570. Do you want to see the Niners pursue Jalen Ramsey, the all-world corner from the Jacksonville Jaguars? According to reports yesterday, Ramsey's agent has requested a trade from the Jaguars after there was a blow-up on the sidelines in the Houston loss on Sunday between Ramsey and head coach Doug Marrone. John and Benicia. John, thank you for the phone call. Do you want to see the Niners pursue a trade for Jalen Ramsey?
No, you know, you guys all covered it pretty well. I say no. The draft capital, like you said, Joe, it's just not worth it. I think with Witherspoon coming on well, Barrett with the healthy scratch, and the team heart and everything we got going right now, it's just not worth it. And the contract you got to pay him, it's just not worth it. We got to keep going. Also, the left tackle, too. Trent, I don't think you'd bring him in as well. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thank you for the phone call, John. We appreciate you. Jay in Berkeley. Jay, thanks for the phone call. Shout out, Berkeley. What do you think? You want to see the Niners pursue a trade for Jalen Ramsey?
As an unbiased opinion, I'm not a Niners fan, but y'all better listen to the great Lo Neal. Don't do it. got a good thing going in 2-0. This is another young, spoiled athlete that's been hearing how great he is his whole life, never been told no. Don't do it. Keep his ass in Jacksonville. And, well, Joe, real quick,
well said,
as
buddy.
A fellow East Coast guy, I got to kill you because you're killing me. We don't say theater, bro. Come on, man. You want Lakeham to bring you to the theater, not the theater. Don't do it like that.
Now, Jay, hold on. You called. Hold on. Stay on hold. This isn't a fight. I just want to correct. We're saying theater because that's how Lowe says it. And because Bob Myers loves Lowe, we pronounce theater, theater. So you called in praising Lowe. I'm just letting you know. I'm not saying theater. For any reason other than the fact that the great Lo Neal says it. Your words, the great
Lo
Neal.
Well, you said it, the great Lo Neal says it, then you get a pass only that one time, though. Don't say it again, Joe.
So wait, am I not supposed to say that word anymore and pronounce it like that?
No, theater.
You get a pass in perpetuity, but just on theater. Now, you can't now adopt Pittsburgh because Lo says Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
You get a one-time pass only, and it's on theater.
I don't want Pittsburgh. It's the crappy end of Pennsylvania. I'm from the good end.
Yeah.
The right side, literally and figuratively. Pittsburgh's like
East Ohio.
It smells, to be honest. Yeah, East Ohio.
Wow, guys.
East Ohio, South Buffalo, Northwest Virginia.
Ooh.
These are all places you don't want to be. Shout out my wife, who's from the Buffalo area.
Shout out
I didn't actually mean that.
The Greenbrier, the opening event of the PGA Tour last weekend.
That's in Buffalo?
In West Virginia. No.
Oh.
As we were ticking off all the regionalities. Anywho.
Back to the billions. Do you want to see the Niners pursue a trade for Jalen Ramsey, Rob and Sam Bruno? Rob, thank you for the phone call. Fire when ready.
Yes, sir. Look, man, Jalen Ramsey easily will be the best DB on his team. He'll be the best tackling DB on his team. He can play man. He can play zone. He's an upgrade over Sherman or Witherspoon. So in my humble opinion, I'm trading Witherspoon. He's not as physical. And I think he's having a two. He fits the scheme. He fits the cover three scheme. But I think Jalen Ramsey played a cover three scheme, cover four, man up. He's a total package. In my opinion, if your coaching staff is not strong enough to handle a player like Ramsey, you're not going to win anyways. And I feel like it's been worse for guys in the 80s and the 70s that was worse than guys now. And they won a Super Bowl. So if your coaching staff isn't strong enough to handle certain personalities, you shouldn't be a head coach. That's the bottom line. Ramsey is a game changer. He'd be the best DB on this team, without a doubt. I'm trying to win. Forget rebuilding. It's been 3 years. We didn't miss those Solomon Thomas, Joe Williams. And for the tackle, if the Niners cared about a tackle, they would have took him in the fourth round instead of taking a punter. So at the end of the day, I think Kyle trusts his tackles the way they want to play. And I feel like, man, if you got an opportunity to get Jalen Ramsey, you go do it. If you got to trade Sherman to do it, do that too. But at the end of the day, I'd rather have Sherman and Ramsey instead of Witherspoon. I don't Witherspoon to me is soft. He's not a good tackler. He's not Ramsey, period. End of the day.
All right. Appreciate the phone call. Could have done without the drive-by on Mitch Wishnowsky, but it's America. You're allowed to speak your mind, especially on this program. One for all and all for one, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Is that on the flag? Didn't
especially
we write that on the flag somewhere?
When San Bruno brings it like that, you got to respect it. When the Bruno comes, when the Peninsula comes strong, you got to take the Wishnowsky beating sometimes.
What about when the Mita comes strong?
When the Mita comes, you got to definitely put it on pause, especially if it's Team Low and they're referencing the Mita. If it's right-minded people talking about the island or Alameda or A-Town.
Right-minded.
Yes, right. The right-minded folks. Then, of course, they get a pass.
By the way, when he's doing Niners posts now, our Twitter feeds are getting blown up with people taking the worst pot. They wait for like the one moment where you look your worst. Because you know on TV, you can't hold a perfect pose forever.
Right.
Anything can be construed if you get the right right time pause. And I'm getting these pictures of you. It's, oh, look at grilled cheese. You guys got to blow him up for this on Monday. It's like, hey, he's trying to do post game. He looks good out
somebody
there.
Somebody was pointing out a piece of lint on your velvet jacket.
Yeah,
Can we get you a lint roller?
Yeah.
People with the Zoom, ease out of the Zoom.
I do it.
Please stop sending me so many of those on Sundays. I don't like it.
Right.
Don't send them to @DanDibley with one B.
Please stop doing it.
Yeah, I go. Yeah, he loves it. I go.
I am not in distress.
I go to Instagram Live and I'm doing it. Oh man, that cheese looks so good right now in your head. I mean, I'm you know, in between breaks, I'm talking to him.
Right.
Hey, we're getting ready to come back with this, that, and the other. Oh man, You want to, why don't you drip some soup down there, too? That cheese is, I mean, they're killing me. Oh, yeah, get in, sure. And they're talking, but the whole time.
It's because they love
you. Your forehead. Oh, your forehead, Lo, it is shining. It's, I mean, they're killing my Instagram feed. Is like, my God.
Man. Yeah, if you slide into his Instagram comments, it's like 85% people loving him, but you go for the 15% of the 95.7 The Game show references.
Can I eat your head?
That's crazy, bro. It looks delicious. People, yeah, all these grilled cheese emojis.
Right. You guys have started. I mean, it's like, wow, and here they go. And I'm like, man, I'm over here trying to do a post game, trying to be and oh,
trying
man,
to be professional.
Trying
yeah.
to be professional.
Just trying to work.
Trying to work. Get in, sure. Okay, uptick him this next one. I mean, it's just
so
like,
great.
Everything is coming. It's like, dude, it's just a barrage.
It's a barrage. It's great, though. It's because they love you and they love the show. You got billions of people trying to infiltrate everything.
Oh, it's funny.
If you think about it, more companies should be looking to hire you to be to draw all of these people in to see what you will do on live TV. Mike, Danville. Mike, thanks for the phone call. Jalen Ramsey, do you want the Niners to pursue him or not?
No, guys. Listen, I'm a Raider fan, and I think both Bay Area teams have some good young talent. I just don't think the Niners are quite there yet, guys. And Ramsey's a flyer you take. When you have all the missing pieces, or sorry, you have all the pieces except for a corner. Tackle is a way more important position. The other thing, too, is you're going to tie up salary cap. You're going to lose your first-round pick next year. You'll have no first and second when you're really trying to build this team. I'm not saying that you're, you know, you're 2-0. You're going the right direction. I'd take a pass for sure.
All right. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you for weighing in, Mike. Bobby in San Leandro. Bobby, what are your thoughts on Jalen Ramsey? Do you want to see the Niners get aggressive?
Ramsey, I said no. I think 49ers got a great team right now, and we just need to get a tackle. That's it.
All right, appreciate the phone call. Monica in Fairfield. Monica, thanks for calling the show. Do you want to see the Niners go after Jalen Ramsey?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I mean, I agree with you guys. It's an expensive draft. I mean, it's an expensive situation. Costly draft, but at the same time, you know, I mean, come on, Ramsey, you know, I have a little bit of a problem with his attitude, but what great defensive player doesn't have an attitude, you know? Same thing with the wide receivers, you know, what great wide receiver isn't a diva? So, I mean, our defense is great, but we can be better.
I think we lost a call, but thank you for calling in, Monica. We do appreciate it. That was not us cutting you off. We want to make it very clear.
No, it can get a little dicey as you go between Fairfield and Vallejo, assuming she's heading west. Same as Vacaville, Fairfield. You go up the hill, down the hill. Gets a little dicey out there on the East Shore Freeway, Joe.
And no matter what side you're on in this debate, the crazy thing is, and this is crazy in a good way, is that you have so much excitement around a potential transaction. All because the team is moving in the right direction.
Right.
The pro Ramsey people are like, we're there. We're ready to compete. Make the move. Let's have an elite defense. We can get to the playoffs. We can make some noise. The others, the anti-Ramsey people, are coming in saying, no, you've got a good culture. You got a good thing going. Keep building. It's moving in the right direction. You don't need them. Right? Like, this isn't the old days where it's like, should you bring in Ramsey? Well, you need some talent. You don't have anybody. No, don't bring him in. You know, you got to build through the draft. Maybe in 5 years... when Russell Wilson retires, we might be able to compete. Like, those days are gone. We're actually having a legitimate conversation about bringing in a really good player because, A, he'll either put you over the top, or, B, he'll disrupt what you've got going on right now. This is a great spot to be.
It's an unbelievable spot. A 2-0 team looking to add as opposed to, like you were saying, an 0-2 team that was in salary cap hell that couldn't have even entertained this because they had so many bad contracts. You're in a position where this is actually a debate.
If you call us, we will put you on. We're going to the billions today. 888-957-9570. Should the 49ers pursue a trade for Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey? It's going to be expensive from a draft capital perspective as well as a financial perspective. Remember, DeForest Buckner, Eric Armstead, and eventually George Kittle. Those deals are coming up too. We got to be smart about this. But do you want to see him get aggressive? 888-957-9570. All that's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Now the moment of truth. Will he or won't he? Stephen Langford on the update. Over under 2.5 mistakes. Stephen, take it away.
Thank you, Joe. What's coming up on The Game, Joseph, is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. The 49ers are getting ready for their first home game against the Steelers on Sunday. They'll be without left tackle Joe Staley for several weeks. 95.7 The Game football insider Michael Irvin joined the Damon Bruce Show with Ratto and Kolsky yesterday to talk about what they'll be missing without Staley.
Staley is a little bit more than just the tackle. He's a man, I think, that sets everything. So you have to see. I'm curious to see how it works without him there.
Now, we've been talking about Jaguars star cornerback Jalen Ramsey, as he has requested a trade out of Jacksonville. Should either Bay Area team take a chance on him? Hall of Fame defensive back Rod Woodson will join the guys here at 8 o'clock. Then keep it locked, because at a half hour later, Terrell Owens joins the program at 8:30. Tuesdays with T.O. every Tuesday for the NFL season. Take Joe Lowe and Dibs on the go. Download the Radio.com app and favorite 95.7 The Game. Got a ticket? Suspended license? DUI? Don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. Coming up, Rod Woodson joins the show at 8 o'clock. I'm Stephen Langford, 95.7 The Game.
If this Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
This is the end of Eli Manning. He concludes his career with a career record of 116 wins and 116 defeats.
How about that?
That is the most Eli Manning record humanly possible. If you're Phillip Rivers, watch out. Because from your draft class, Ben Roethlisberger went down for the season with an injury yesterday. Eli got benched today. Rivers? Do bad things come in threes? Well, you lost to the Lions this weekend, so you actually could have been the first.
Yeah, exactly.
That was embarrassing in its own right. But that's what's happening around the National Football League. We've got the billions on hold. The number's 888-957-9570. We are coming to you in just a moment with the following question. Do you want to see the San Francisco 49ers pursue a trade for Jaguar cornerback Jalen Ramsey? Ramsey's a talent, no doubt. But he got into a fight on the sideline, verbal altercation on the sideline, with head coach Doug Marrone on Sunday, and has since requested his agent to request a trade from the Jaguars. The Jaguars have been on the phones, but nothing is imminent. Stick here, 95.7 The Game. If something changes, we will be the first to bring it to you. As for the guests that are coming up today, Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer at 8 o'clock. He knows a little bit about the defensive back position. Breakfast with Baldy, your next chance to win, coming up at 8:15. Terrell Owens, one hour from now, at 8:30. Tuesdays with T.O., he joins us every Tuesday at 8:30. Jalen Ramsey, a ridiculous talent, no doubt. But how much do you want to invest in him? Remember, the Steelers just sent a first-round pick to Miami in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick's good. He's younger. He's more cost-effective. But he's not Jalen Ramsey. He hasn't proven that yet. So if it cost a one to get Fitzpatrick out of Miami, what is it going to cost to get Ramsey to San Francisco? Consider that, because you don't have a second-round pick this year. In addition, how much money is it going to cost to pay him? Quite a bit. Probably $17, $18, maybe $19 million per year, because you're not going to trade for him without giving him a new contract, or at least an extension. He is set to make this year a cap number of $7.4 million. Next year is the final year of his five-year deal, which is the option year, because he was a first-rounder, $13.7 million. He's going to be pricey. You got Buckner coming up, Armstead coming up. A few years down the road, George Kittle will be coming up. This is very, very pricey. Dibs, I'll start with you before we go to Lowe and then the phones. Do you make the move for Jalen Ramsey?
I do make the move, and I understand it's going to cost a first round and something else, whether it's a player of Eric Armstead's caliber or somebody of that ilk. I make the trade, because we always talk about windows on the show and what's your window of opportunity, your championship window. You might have
found you meant Dolan Lumber windows and doors.
No, but that's where I go when I get my windows. But and I think they actually do sell championship windows as well. Hopefully the Warrior one is still for sale at Dolan's, but I digest. I look at this situation, especially right now in week three in the NFC. You've got a New Orleans team that is going to struggle now because they don't have their quarterback. You've got a Ram team that looks more vulnerable than ever with Jared Goff maybe not progressing as I had hoped. Maybe he needs another visit from me. Seattle doesn't look that impressive. Chicago's got issues. Minnesota, their quarterback stinks. Green Bay is limited. We can go all the way around the league. You get to Dallas, and they're legit. But this might be an opportunity where you could be a Super Bowl team with a move like this. Seize the day. Carpe diem. Get this done.
All right. Dibs is for getting aggressive. It's going to be pricey, but he likes the idea of spending other people's money in draft capital.
Love it.
I'm with you on that.
Not my money. I'm team carpe diem. Seize the day.
Lo, where are you at on this situation? Should the Niners get aggressive?
I look at this situation and I think about a guy who just left Oakland, AB. Dibs was on the same thing that said, hey, let's go get him. Let's get AB.
Talking about me?
Yeah, I'm positive. I'm positive.
Oops.
Check the tape. And you just, let's get AB. Bring him in. AB's the guy. And I just, a zebra never loses his stripes. And I look at these things differently because I understand how volatile locker rooms can be. I understand the chemistry is everything, especially in football. You got so many teams with so much talent. Look at no further than the Cleveland Browns, how much talent they have. Look at Jacksonville. That's a team with so much talent, all these first-rounders. But does that equate to winning? And the answer is no. Because you can have superstars, because if they don't buy in and you don't have the right person orchestrating, it can hurt your team. With me, that's why they want AB. You look what he did to Pittsburgh. You seen the follow the steps. Here's a guy that you knew that wouldn't pan out because he's a guy that's hard to buy into what system that he's in. And that's why New England, you know, they can do certain things. Now, if you said, could he go to New England? Yeah, probably so. But I don't think the San Francisco 49ers should put their name in the hat on Jalen Ramsey. Here's a guy that wanted to fight the coach. Here's a guy that's on the sideline that's doing it. Here's a guy that's not this year. It's last year. It's the year before. Here's a guy that's always out there doing certain things. Yes, is he a talent? Tremendous talent. But is it worth it? Is it worth sacrificing your nucleus, your core of your team, give up that type of first-round draft pick, give up the value for this guy, and a long-term deal for this guy? Is that going to equate to winning? Maybe short-term. I don't think this is the type of guy you want in your locker room long term.
I like the idea of getting aggressive, but for a left tackle, not for a cornerback. This is not to knock Ramsey, but number one, I'm not 100% sure what the Niners have in Akello Witherspoon. This is year three, but given the fact that he hasn't had a great pass rush early in his career to give him a little bit of assistance, maybe he's better than we've given him credit for. He's looked good the first 2 weeks. Granted, it's just 2 weeks, but still, he's looked good. You might have something there. At the same time, if you're going to give up capital and money, you have a more pressing need. Corner right now isn't a super pressing need. Left tackle is. Left tackle is a domino situation. If Staley goes down and Justin Skull, a sixth-round rookie out of Vanderbilt, can't do the job effectively, and Garoppolo gets hurt, it's over.
You're right.
It's over, and this isn't a knock on Nick Mullins. It's done. Okay, you've got to be able to protect the quarterback. Get the quarterback, protect the quarterback, rush the quarterback. Corner is very important. Ramsey's an all-world talent. The money's there, but again, you got to worry about Buckner, Armstead, and all these other guys down the line. I don't like the idea of giving up draft capital because that's the best way to build. But even if you're going to do it for something that's more pressing. Your issue now is left tackle.
Agreed.
Corner, this is a very sexy conversation. Because the cornerback is a sexy position, right? There's nothing sexy about the offensive line when it comes to making acquisitions, trading up to grab a guy. Remember, you draft Mike McGlinchey in the top 10. We never talk about McGlinchey. We've talked more about Nick Bosa in a handful of months than we have about McGlinchey in over a year. And McGlinchey's done a really nice job for this team. But that's the hallmark of a good O-lineman. You're never talking about him. You only talk about the O-line when there's a problem, when they're giving up sacks. You're probably talking about the New York Jet offensive line in New York today because the quarterbacks were getting killed last night.
Didn't have a chance.
So keep that in mind. But the phones are open. A variety of viewpoints in here right now. 888-957-9570. And 5 minutes from now, Tony Boselli, former Jaguar offensive lineman, lead analyst, Thursday Night Football on Westwood One. He's going to join us in 5 minutes. Great job, John Curley, getting him booked.
He knows
Jalen Ramsey. The guy's as close to the Jags as anybody. He'll give us the lowdown on that situation. Is it a Jag problem? Or is it a Ramsey problem? 735 in East Palo Alto. 735, welcome to the show. If you're the Niners, do you make a move for Jalen Ramsey?
Nah, I'm straight with Ramsey. I couldn't agree more that I'd rather get a left tackle. You guys pretty much hit all the points, so there's nothing too much to add. But my man Dibs, you brought up DeMarcus Cousins earlier. Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Warriors brought in DeMarcus Cousins on a prove-it deal. Yeah, you could say because of the injury, but because of character issues as well. So next time you try to get on low on his Durant take, make sure you swallow the whistle.
I had a reply too, but 735 upticked me, so I got to simply just nod, tip my imaginary cap, and we're on to Cincinnati.
That's really nice.
That might have been one of the calls.
Really nice.
I don't know if we need further recap, though. Yeah, I think
Bochy's coming out to get you. Bochy's coming out to get you.
Ah, Dibs.
We're going to that bullpen.
All right.
Dibs. It was a nice effort today, Dibs. Thanks for the
I got to get the ball.
Thanks for the 3 1/3.
I'm giving you the hook.
Jerome and Hayward. Jerome, thank you for the phone call. If you're the Niners, are you getting aggressive? Are you going after Jalen Ramsey? Jerome, Hayward.
Jerome, what you doing, Jerome?
How's it going? I think they should go after the tackle. You got Jimmy Garoppolo. You got to protect the investment. I mean, the defensive line for the 49ers is pretty damn good, and they make the back end good, and you already got a proven leader in Richard Sherman, a Super Bowl winner. And I've been watching Akilah Witherspoon. He's coming up this year. That guy's been playing really good football. Look, I'm a diehard Raider fan, but I watch the Niners too, and I'd rather see him get the left tackle. And with Shanahan running that offense, as far as, like, just the run game and having a left tackle, you guys would be good.
Appreciate the phone call.
They would. You get that tackle. He's a road grader. He can run block. He can pass block. And Raider fans, no. There's no way that Gruden and the GM is even putting their name in any hat. They cannot afford to do anything.
You got to deal with Patty Mahomes twice a year.
Yeah, the Raiders aren't touching this guy. The
Raiders need to keep getting aggressive. Don't let the Antonio Brown situation and the Khalil Mack situation slow you down.
Coach. 2 out of 3 are bad. Perfect is a win. Incognito's coming back. Brown maybe didn't work out.
You two are evil. That's
you're running hot on borderline players.
You're going to wish down on the Raiders?
I'm not wishing anything on the Raiders. I'm saying if aggressive's your move at the poker table, stay aggressive. Don't all of a sudden become action Dan Harrington.
They're like, we're not taking any calls. That phone. If Jacksonville's on the phone, Raiders like,
Raiders have thrown their burners into the bay. They're done. We don't want any calls.
They don't want any calls.
We're just looking forward to London.
Coach, this is not true. 714.
We're out of the country.
Yeah.
The Raiders are going to be the first team in history. They got this like 8-game roadie where they're going to be away from the Coliseum until November. They're actually not coming back to Oakland. They're just going to leave like the Niners to Youngstown, and they're just going to stay elsewhere.
Just never come back.
No one's going to know their phone number, so they can call them. Hey, Oakland, you interested in Ramsey? No. We were okay with what Patrick Mahomes did.
I wonder if they can skip rent for the month on the facility in Alameda. You know, we're not going to pay October.
We're not going to be there.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
That one got away from us. Tony Vaselli in just a moment. We're going to keep him coming. Hala time in San Jose. Hala time, welcome to the show. Do you get aggressive? Do you go after Jalen Ramsey if you're the 49ers?
No, absolutely not.
Thank you for the phone call. Dynamite. Just dynamite.
Rack like, that
guy. What do you do? You took the time out of your day to dial the number to call us to just say no.
That's
and
all
I appreciate
coach.
The opinion. You did give a good answer.
And it was a yes-no question, so economy of words. Was that Joe Buck?
Imagine if we just became a sports talk radio show that only took yes-no answers. Just all day. It's like our boy, hey, Hemi in Napa, what do you think? No.
Yes!
I appreciate the phone call. Just all day long, just thousands of yes-no answers as we work our way to 10 o'clock. All right, speaking of which, let's go to the dial pad guest line now. Former Pro Bowl offensive lineman for the Jacksonville Jaguars. You can check him out now. Lead analyst Thursday Night Football on Westwood One. Tony Vaselli, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Tony, we appreciate you jumping on the show on such short notice. Help us out with this Jalen Ramsey Jacksonville Jaguars situation. A lot of teams that may be interested for the fan bases like the Niners who are thinking the team should get aggressive. What would they be getting in Ramsey? Is this guy a problem or is it maybe more a problem with the organization?
Well, let's start with the positives. What you're going to get is one of the best, I think the best corner in football. And a young guy who can run, he's long, he's competitive as heck, he wants to play the best receiver every week. And he's going to make your football team on the field better. But there's some things that come with it. I mean, he can be a handful at times, and he's very outspoken about what he wants and how he wants to play, and kind of his beliefs of what he needs to get paid and everything else. And right now it's a pretty tense situation in Jacksonville. I mean, I think everyone saw what happened on the sideline in Houston. And I'll just leave it at this. That was over the fact that the head coach decided not to challenge a 3-yard catch by DeAndre Hopkins that Jalen thought hit the ground. That's what led to that. And wow. So what concerned me is, is a guy who's extremely talented but doesn't have enough maturity to control his emotions in a situation like that. You can be frustrated and you can say, like, hey, I want to be challenged, but once the coach doesn't do it for whatever reason, then you move on. There's no reason that should have spilled over to the sidelines and it escalated the way it did.
I couldn't agree with you more. What's up, big fella? I haven't talked to you in forever. It's your boy, Lo Neal. Remember all those great battles we used to have, man, back in the day in Titans and in the Jags. We had some fun. Those were the good old days. When you think about just where the game has evolved now, you think about the different guys, the personalities you guys had, the Fred Taylors, the Keelan, guys that are still vocal. They could express themselves with coaches. I think the same thing went on, but it's now, though, guys vocal, the ones that question the coach, it was done differently. It was with respect. And now you got a guy challenging off a 3-yard catch, whether it's good or not. How does that permeate? Even yet, he's a lockdown corner. You talked about him being one of the best corners in the league. What does that do for a locker room? If this is the best corner, if this is the behavior that's accepted, what does that do for a locker room, especially if you have a young team that you're trying to win?
Well, I think it's a major issue, in my opinion. I think everyone, you hear players all the time talking today about they want to be respected. They deserve respect, and that's fine. And players do need to be respected. But in the world I live in, respect is a two-way street. It's something you earn.
Sure.
And players today don't want to be shown up by their coaches and everything else, but some players have no problem showing up the organization and their coaches. Could you imagine? I said this on the radio yesterday when this kind of started boiling up, that if Doug Marrone or Todd Wash, the defensive coordinator, went out and just threw a fit and got out of control screaming at Jalen Ramsey when he made a mistake. I mean, week one, he blew a coverage that led to a touchdown. He also got beat for a touchdown against Sammy Watkins.
Right.
He dropped a pick six on Sunday against the Texans that might have won the game or changed the game. Could you imagine if, because something happened like that that the coach didn't like, if he went onto the field and started getting in the player's face and showing him up on national TV? I mean, the player would lose it. But that's exactly what happened. And that's my problem with it. You know, Jalen's a great player. I mean, just a fabulous player. But you have to have enough emotional maturity and maturity about yourself overall and respect for the head coach that you can have issues. I had issues with coaches. I mean, there would be times where voices would be raised and things would be said.
Right.
But at the end of the day, he was the coach. I was the player. I have a job to do. He has a job to do. I share my grievances. I say my piece. And you move on.
How do you fix these broken relationships, though? Because it seems now that as soon as the player gets upset with the coach, he can immediately say, I want to be traded, or they're not going to play at all. What can coaches do to try to be, quote-unquote, tough with players in this era where players can just up and demand a trade?
Well, I would, and maybe I'm just old school, and maybe I'm, you know, out of touch, but there's two ways you affect players. It's always been the case. With playing time and money. And so Jalen Ramsey's under contract for this year and two more years. And I don't know why he's not looking and say, we're not trading you, and you're going to play. And if you become disruptive, we'll bench you. And if you keep on being disruptive, we'll start finding you, and it's going to be an issue. But two can play at this game. I mean, at some point, the organization and the coach has to draw a line in the sand and say, this is not acceptable. That's what the great organizations do. That's what the great teams do.
Great stuff. Tony Boselli, former Jacksonville Jaguar, first team All-Pro left tackle. You can catch him now, lead analyst, Thursday Night Football on Westwood One. Kind enough to join Jolo and Dibs on very short notice. Tony, we appreciate you jumping on. Thank you so much for the insights.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, no problem, guys. Anytime.
Good work, Curly. Look at us firing on all cylinders, just booking guys left and right.
Bring him on every week.
Tony B?
Yeah.
He's one of the 122 modern era nominees for the Hall of Fame. He was a finalist last year for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Doesn't rip his peck, the guy's first ballot. That him and Willie Rolfe, those are the two most dominant tackles coming in the league. Tony could dance with the best of them. Went to Houston, that big contract he left Jacksonville. tore his pec. That dude.
And that was it.
He was a absolute monster. Could dance with any other guys, but he's spot on, guys. And that's the thing about it. He's spot on. He's giving you the real. He's real as he could be. You got to start disciplining these guys. And I understand guys need to protect. You guys know I'm for the player.
Always.
I talk about, hey, look, give them, guarantee them on the back end of these contracts, cutting these guys and you backload the contract. And I hate that. Hell, it cost me damn near $10 million. So I know what that's like. So when you think about certain things and certain issues, I get that part of it. But he also was talking about, hey, find these guys. I had a lot of disagreements with my coach. Hell, we brought Sherman on the radio, Joe. And Coach Sherman was tough, dude. That dude would be in our face, me and LT. And, you know, you wanted to strangle the little dude, but he just yelling at us and doing those things. But you knew you had to respect him, his authority. He's your coach. He's your coach. You have to buy in. And Berselli's right. You find these guys and you keep finding them. You say, no, you're under contract. You sit down. Okay, now it's conduct detrimental. You got to leave for 4 weeks. 4 weeks of not getting paid and you can't be in that locker room. And then if you start problems again, you do it again. You got this guy for 2 more years. Man,
three if you use the franchise tag. Berselli brought that up as well.
Yeah, so freaking. Two can play at that game. He's right. Two can play at that game. And this is getting ridiculous. Some of the things that's going on, and I'm for the player, but some of this stuff is just too much.
Bigger picture. This is the NBAification of the NFL. Antonio Brown forces his way out of Pittsburgh, then Oakland. Jalen Ramsey wants a trade. Athletes are starting to look around, and they're watching the NBA, and they're saying, these guys, the second they get disgruntled, they can force a trade, and the teams acquiesce. You're starting to see more and more NFL players trying to challenge this. It's harder because you have to be an elite player. So the team has to really be desperate for your services. But at the same time, there are so many more mechanisms in place to keep the player in line in the NFL than the NBA. Like if the guy doesn't want to play in the NBA and he just sits out, you're still paying him. Like that's still fully guaranteed. Like Melvin Gordon wants more money and doesn't like the situation. The Chargers are like, okay, see ya. We'll go with Eckler and we'll live our lives. And you're going to go ahead and just go ask Le'Veon Bell how that worked out. Le'Veon Bell did that sit-down piece with Diana Rossini from ESPN talking about how he won. What did he win? He's out of Pittsburgh? Great. He gave up $14 million that year. He talks about not taking the hits on his body, but now he's with the Jets. His career, you think it's getting any better? Now that he's behind this crappy offensive line, he can't do anything.
They're already talking
68 rushing yards last night required hell from him.
They're already talking about trading him. Should they trade him to a contender? Because last night the dude was, it was like Superman without the cape. He was like kryptonite in every pocket. I mean,
I think he had 10 catches on the game.
Dude, he
paper-cutted my fantasy team to death, by the way.
Dude, he
took the loss on that.
He played quarterback. He played receiver. I mean, he was doing everything. It's like, wow. Watching that guy last night, you're like, dude.
Like you say, it's from the file of be careful what you wish for. You miss out on $14 million. Yeah, you get out of Pittsburgh, but you wind up on one of the worst teams in football.
Getting hit every crush.
The Niners have a plan that's working. Financially, they're sound. The quarterback position, they're sound. On the roster, they're sound. In terms of draft capital, sure, they don't have their second next year, but they're relatively sound. You're good. And the team's finally taking steps in the right direction. It's easy, given what happened yesterday. You're coming off your second win of the season. It's a blowout win. You look great. You're 2-0. There aren't a lot of 2-0 teams out there. You're one of just 9. And you watch Pittsburgh lose Ben Roethlisberger, so you start thinking 3-0. Then the bye, then Cleveland. Suddenly the playoffs come into picture. It's easy then to think, push your chips to the middle, make a play. You're not there yet. You're not there yet. This is not the foundation with the house, with the paint. It really just needs the last finishing touches. Like when we were at Chase Center, like a week before it opened, right? They were just going through the final finishing touches, just kind of like straightening the paintings and making sure everything was in perfect shape. You're not there yet. You're not there. You've got your foundation. The woodwork's going up. Things are moving in the right direction. But if you bring in a guy like Ramsey, boom, there goes your draft capital. Boom, there goes your financial situation. He is going to cost a pretty penny. And while the defense is going to get better, what are you going to do about Buckner? What are you going to do about Armstead? He's headed for free agency. Are you going to hit him with the franchise tag? That means you can't use it on anyone else. Then you're going to have to worry about paying him down the road if you keep him. But then Buckner's going to be due. And then what are you going to do? Hit him with the franchise tag? Then you're going to be moving on the Kittle. The Niners are in a great shape for the rare opportunity for sustained success. You can have a good young coach with a good quarterback, good team, good salary cap situation, good draft situation, and you can be competitive year in, year out. That's what you want ultimately as a fan. Only one team gets to win the Super Bowl every year. Now, you want to win one of those, sure. But you also want to be in the hunt every year. You want to be viable. Like, that's the beauty of a guy like John Harbaugh. When the rumor gets out that if the Ravens fire him, he could be the highest paid head coach in football. Why do you think that is? Harbaugh has Ravens fans excited every year. The Ravens win a Super Bowl every 10-plus years, but every year they're in contention for the playoffs.
Every
year. It's good life to be a Baltimore fan. It's been a good life to be a Steeler fan. You know what sucks? Being a Lions fan. Being a Bengals fan. Right? Being a Dolphins fan. What are you? You're all stoked in Miami because you've got all these draft picks. You still have to hit on the draft picks. Right? And how have
and
they shown they're going to do that?
It's September.
Yes, they're already talking about tanking in the draft. It's the middle of September.
Yeah.
Can you believe you're talking about the Ravens and it may be the weakest division in football? How far have they fell? I mean, just that
division. You're talking about the AFC North?
AFC North.
Well, you got the injury. You got the Bengals reeling. Cleveland's, we're not sure yet.
Just how injuries. Look at that division. That was the black and blue division.
Right.
I mean, it was a
mess. Is it the weakest?
Well, it's tough to say because Baltimore Baltimore through 2 weeks looks pretty darn good. So
right, I'm just saying,
AFC South, I'm Jacksonville's saying, reeling, Tennessee's 1-1, Houston's 1-1,
Colts are 1-1.
The Colts are 1-1.
Okay,
so
but collectively, I'm talking about balance. Baltimore's good, so I'm not talking about Baltimore saying Baltimore.
No, you're right.
I'm just saying.
You're just talking about it. That used to be one of the toughest because the Bengals would win 10 games and get into the playoffs. It was really only the Browns who were dragging them down, and now it's like, you know, you got Baltimore. You can trust them a little bit. Do you trust anyone else?
Those are the two divisions, though. I think you nailed them. And ultimately, the 49ers will have a chance to win the AFC North because they play all four teams. So you're already 1-0. You beat the Natty. You got Pittsburgh and Cleveland up next. And then it could all come down to that Baltimore game, that road game for the Niners. They might win two divisions, Coach.
And that Baltimore game and that New Orleans game are back-to-back. That has become an incredible stretch on the Niners schedule. You almost have to wonder. Rod Woodson's going to join us in a minute, by the way. You almost have to start wondering if either one of those games is going to be flexed into Sunday night. If Baltimore keeps doing what they're doing and the Niners do what they do, I don't know what's currently in that spot, but that becomes a marquee attraction. And that's kind of an advantage for the Niners. I know it's tough to play in a hostile environment like that if it's Sunday night football, but you probably don't want the 10 a.m. start time considering your body clocks. And then the Saints the following week, that's a huge game too. You got to have to try to figure out a way to go 1-1 most likely.
Yo, listen to this. 2-0, 2-0, 2-0. NFC West. Is that the toughest? You got the Niners 2-0, Seattle 2-0, freaking the Rams 2-0. That is the only division in football.
Cardinals 0-1-1.
Right. That is the only division. That is the only division in football with that many winners. Think about where we've come. Second week, you got three teams undefeated in one division.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet to call it the toughest division.
It's
moving in the right direction.
You're right. I understand.
Moving in the right direction, but it is an excellent point. They are just loaded with talent. All right. If you're one of the billions, you're on hold. We are coming to you at 8:15, Breakfast with Baldy, your next chance to win. Terrell Owens at 8:30. But for right now, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Good morning, and thank you for spending some of your time with us today. It is greatly appreciated, as always. It's Joe Lowe and Dibs here in the 8 o'clock hour of the aptly named Joe Lowe and Dibs. We're going to the Dialpad guest line now. He is a Hall of Famer, a Super Bowl champion, and a member of the NFL's 75th anniversary all-time team. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Rod Woodson joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Rod, we appreciate the time, as always. How's life treating you?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm on a walk this morning, and you got to get that walk in as you get older to burn them calories.
Get those steps in.
You know, did that and just moved to Vegas about 2 months ago. So love the area. It's country. People leave you alone. That's a good thing.
We always have to ask. I used to live in Vegas, so anyone that comes on the show, Vegas with Vegas ties, we got to ask them a question. It might sound crazy, but have you seen O.J. Simpson at all down there?
I'm not looking for OJ, I can tell you that.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Was just curious.
Joe said you probably wanted to play golf. Are you guys playing golf?
Did not say that, Rod. That's what Lowe's saying.
Hey, I'm over at TPC Summerlin. So I go over there. But I love the area, man. It's nice and country. You know, everybody think about the Strip when they think it's a big city. It's really not. It's all country. Outside the Strip is country.
No, that's great, Rod. Thanks for joining the show. Now, they're on me all the time. Hey, you and OJ's buddies, and, you know, give people a laugh. But anywho, when you think about where the Niners are at, and you think about the team, to see the defense, they're getting after Nicky Bosa, the front four, D Ford, they're absolutely wrecking shop with four guys, don't have to compromise integrity of secondary. Do you take a shot? Do you take a flyer on a guy like Ramsey, even though you could be a locker room distraction, or do you stay put if you're the Niners?
Well, I don't know if it's a locker room distraction. You got to remember two things. It's going to be the same style of system. It's going to be, based on the Seattle Seahawks, three deep look. You will play man to man. You'll play some three deep zone. They'll play a little cover too, but it has that same taste to it. So it'll be, I think, an easy transition. Also, listen, this dude is an extremely talented player. I think he's frustrated. And what he said, I'm calling the game this week. So I'll talk to him on the field on Thursday night. But I just want to see, his take on, his competitiveness with this head coach and the way they're using him. But I think more so than anything, they're not winning. When you're not winning, the frustration comes out from everybody. Everybody feels they're being used in the wrong manner. Once you start winning some football games, which hopefully they can do this week for them, I think that sour taste in everybody's mouth, including Jalen Ramsey, got to go away.
We had Tony Boselli on moments ago, and he said that the reported fight was over a non-challenge of a 3-yard catch that Ramsey thought should have been challenged. When you look at situations like that where players may be worried about things he shouldn't be worried about, is that a sign of maturity, or is that more of a deeper character flaw?
Well, I saw the game, and I saw the play he's talking about. The ball did touch the ground. It was a 3-yard catch, but it was for a first down. They moved down the field, scored a touchdown. He was a little upset that he didn't make the call. He didn't listen to him. But he got really upset when they went down the field and scored a touchdown. You would want to see the maturity grow in a player like Jalen Ramsey. He is extremely talented. I don't know. I'm not in the locker room. I don't know the situation between him and the head coach. I don't know the situation in the locker room. And Lowe, every locker room, every season, turns up new challenges for a football team. And I'm not in there, so I don't know how it feels for those guys. I just know a lot of people thought they were going to be a better football team this year, including myself, than they've been so far in these first two games.
Sure.
Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champ, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. The Niners lose left tackle Joe Staley for about 8 weeks due to a broken left fibula in Sunday's win over Cincinnati. How do you combat that? If you're not going to go out and acquire anyone, do you have to retailor the offense? What should we expect to see from the Niners as they look to minimize that damage?
Well, you can go out there and get somebody off the streets, but is he going to be the quality of Joe Staley? It's not. So, no matter what they do, Kyle's done a wonderful job of getting this offense in play. They're going to have to figure out how they're going to use that. The tackle position, who's going to be the guy? Do they have to, do they got to bring a tight end to their side? Do they got to bring a running back to their side to the chip to coming out? You really never know until they start playing. I think it's going to be on the fly, being adaptable as a coaching staff to what they see from whoever takes his spot. But they played well, man. Listen, their defense has played well. Got two pick sixes already in the first 2 weeks. Offense has put up 72 points. Well, not completely 72 points because of the pick sixes. You can get that to the defense.
Right, right.
Even though low, you don't want to give it to the defense.
But no, we'll
even
still.
The defense scored it. So they've played really well. Nobody thought that the 49ers, after the first 2 weeks of the regular season in 2019, they will be 2-0.
You're absolutely right. They have, played well, especially defensively. Offensively stepped up last week against the Bengals. What do you think? What do you make? And what message is the Steelers sending when they go out and get Fitzpatrick that make that trade for Miami? What are they saying? And especially after Ben goes down, they still make a pick like that, a trade like that, give up a first rounder.
Well, they're saying that their secondary is not what it should be. They're going to lay their hat on their defense. Their defense has played decent football, not great. I think they got to find their running game. You got a young quarterback in Mason Rudolph who's coming out there, and he played well when he took over for Ben. But you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You don't want to put all the pressure on a young quarterback.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns,
including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.